यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारे यमुना तीरावनचारे तीरावनचारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे प्रभुपाद जय शील प्रभुपाद जय
जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नाम आचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय गंगा मैया यमुना मैया की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय सामवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ड्यूटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेव ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर 14 वर्स 17 एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्याः कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस् त्रैवर्गीयतः एष तेहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्या कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः एष तेहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्याः कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः तेहं विदस्यामि तस्याः कामानयः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्याः कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्याः कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः एष तेऽहं विधास्यामि प्रियं भीरु यदिच्छसि तस्याः कामं न कः कुर्यात् सिद्धिस्त्रैवर्गीयतः एषः धिस् ते युअर् रिक्वेस्ट् अहम् आय् विधिष्यामि शाल् एक्सिक्यूट् प्रियं वेरि डियर् भीरु O afflicted one, yat, what, ichchasi, you are desiring, tasyaha, her, kamam, desires, na, not, kaha, who, kuriyat, would perform, siddhi, perfection of liberation, traivargiki, Three, yataha, from whom? Translation and proper by Srila Prabhupada ki char. O afflicted one, I shall forthwith gratify whatever desire is dear to you. For who else but you is the source of the three perfections of liberation? Purport. The three perfections of liberation are religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. For a conditioned soul, the wife is considered to be the source of liberation because she offers her service to the husband for his ultimate liberation. Conditional material existence is based on sense gratification. And if someone has the good fortune to get a good wife, he is helped by the wife in all respects. If one is disturbed in his conditional life, he becomes more and more entangled in material contamination. A faithful wife is supposed to cooperate with her husband in fulfilling all material desires so that he can then become comfortable and execute spiritual activities for the perfection of life. If, however, the husband is progressive in spiritual advancement, The wife undoubtedly shares in his activities. And thus both the wife and the husband profit in spiritual perfection. It is essential, therefore, that girls as well as boys be trained to discharge spiritual duties so that at the time of cooperation, both will be benefited. The training of a boy is a brahmacharya and the training of the girl is chastity. A faithful wife and a spiritually trained brahmachari are a good combination for advancement of the human mission. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitamstam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Manchakalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Krupatam Aham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings of all devotees so that I can speak for glorification of Lord, for all of your pleasure and for my purification. So we are here wherein Vidura wanted to ask more about Lord, his pastimes, and then Maitreya, he is replying so about the appearance of, birth of Hiranyaksha. And then in that history, Maitreya is telling that how Diti was approached, how Kashyapa was approached by Diti at a wrong time, and then what happens, So, last five verses, we saw the Diti's appeal, and now this, the Kashyap Muni's reply is, about to start from this verse. So we'll see two main themes that Prabhupada is highlighting in this purport. First is how a stable material life can help to be stable in spiritual life. And second about how training for man and woman, both man in brahmachari and women in chastity, is important. So once Srila Prabhupada, like we just had Narasimha Chaturdashi, right? They had done drama at time of Srila Prabhupada, And then they acted, they practiced very nicely and, they performed it and Prabhupada was very happy. And a particular devotee who acted as Hiranyakashipu, he really put his heart and soul, in his character. And then it was like perfectly enacted, and when after the drama, when Srila Prabhupada, everybody applauded, Prabhupada applauded, and Prabhupada took a mic and he said, all glories to Hiranyakashipu, because that devotee acted so wonderful, right? And then of course he said, If there was no Hiranyakashipu, we won't come to know the glories of Prahlad Maharaj. And you know, neither Narsingadeva would have appeared to him. So, the seed of, you know, that glorious, you know, seventh canto is here, what we are discussing, you know. Wherein, so if we see from absolute perspective, yeah, we can very well say that yes, you know, Diti approached Kashyapa at wrong time, so that, you know, we need to have this, you know, pastime of Prahlad. But yeah, of course, that's one reason we can say. But the main thing is that it tells us, you know, how we should act and how we should not act. That's the main teachings, you know. If Lord had to explore the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, he would have done other ways also. But you know, the way it had been done, that is to teach us. So in the last verse, after the Diti had, like, you know, she made five petitions, you know, she had like five verses wherein she approached and gives different reasons so that she can have union with Kashyapa. And then in last verse, Maitreya Muni says that, O hero Vidura, Diti being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust and therefore poor and talkative was pacified by the son of Marichi in suitable words. So the, you know, astonishing thing is, you know, next six verses, he's just pacifying him with a, you know, cajoling words, in one sense, you know, Kashyapa Muni. So therefore, in last verse actually, you know, Maitreya said that Kashyapa was not so strong. So, and then we'll see the reason Prabhupada mentions. So, first, like, you know, things that Kashyapa knew very well that, you know, as he'll also tell, that the time of this particular day, twilight time, was not suitable for union because all the ghosts and, you know, followers of Lord Shiva, they move, and then, you know, the effect would be, you know, very inauspicious child who will be disturbance for all actually. And if we see, because this knowledge is not there in current society, why there is so much disturbance? Because people don't follow any time, place, circumstance while giving birth to their kids. And what we have is civilizations of, you know, rogues and thieves. Right? So, what would have happened if, you know, Kashyapa would have said, no, you know, I won't succumb to your demands. You know, one may say, oh, you know, Diti would have gone to somebody else because she was so desperate, right, to fulfill her desires. So that is the point Prabhupada is mentioning. If the woman is trained in chastity, she'll not go to any other man. She may just go to her parents' place and, you know, come back after a few days. You know, that's all would have happened. But here, there was even problem little bit with Kashyapa as well. He had kind of mentally given in that, yes, I will fulfill her demands. And that's what the last purport says, you know. So therefore, the second point comes, for men, the training of brahmacharya is so important. So, if this is done, then there is so much problems that would, you know, that would get, they won't even arise at first place. You know? If we see the crime news, you know, wherever there is fight between two men, the reason is either wealth or woman. Right? So, if person is, you know, trained in brahmacharya, you know, 90% of the fights won't even occur at first place. And even historically, if we see, because the husbands are very attached to wives, so many issues have happened. You know, we have a classic example in Ramayana, right? Dashrath Maharaj was unlimitedly affectionate toward Lord Ram. At the same time, he was unlimitedly attached to Kaikeyi as well. And because of which, when she asked these two boons, banish Lord Ram and make Bharat king, Dashrath was saying, Valmiki Ramayana explains, he was saying to Lord Ram, take all the kingdom, take all the people, you know, take all the wealth, you go in forest and make there, you know, kind of another kingdom, let nobody be here, you know. But he could not have, you know, dare to say Kaikeyi that, you know, hell with you, you know, I won't listen to you, forget with my promise, you know. Why? He mentions actually Dashrath Maharaj was attached to Kaikeyi. And in the same Ramayana, it is said that Kaikeyi's mother, Kaikeyi's father actually, he had amazing boon wherein he could listen to what birds speak. But there was a condition that he should not tell whatever he, you know, understands from them, he should not tell to anybody. That was the caveat, you know, star condition apply, given to, you know, with that boon. So one day he was sitting with his wife, like Kaikeyi's mother, and they were discussing something, and he started laughing. Kaikeyi's father started laughing. So wife asked, you know, hey, what happened? So he just said, you know, nothing, just, you know, I heard something from the birds, but I cannot share. He said, no, you have to share. You know, he said, and then, you know, that back and forth started, you know, persuading. So, you know, this Kaikeyi's father said, wait, you know. He went to his spiritual master, asked him what to do. He came back. And he says, if you ask me one more time, I'm going to desert you. And then that lady asked again. And Kaikeyi's father said, you better go to forest. I'll remain here alone. So, that was an example wherein he was kind of, you know, very much fixed. Because as a king, he had some duties. And he, listen to his spiritual masters, and he averted, you know, whatever had to happen. So we see that if men are trained in Brahmacharya ashram and women are trained in chastity, we can avoid so many problems. We can avoid so many problems even in one's own personal life as well as in the society at large. So, and Prabhupada was such a revolutionary that Brahmacharini ashram was unheard of, right, in Vedic times. But when he came to West, you know, he saw that, yes, you know, some ladies, you know, there is that, you know, equality movement, right, equal in all respect, and they wanted to be independent, but they wanted to practice Krishna consciousness. So then Prabhupada had a facility for them as well. So that is the geniusness, you know, of Prabhupada, wherein he kept the principle same and he adjusted based on time, place, circumstances. So this is the, you know, important point what Prabhupada is training, that the training of a boy is Brahmacharya and the training of the girl is chastity. A faithful wife and a spiritually trained Brahmachari are a good combination for advancement of human mission. So what happens is that if when either of one is not so spiritually trained, suppose the boy is too spiritually elevated and girl is not, so the boy has to come little bit down and then tell that, okay, I'll fulfill your, you know, few demands which are so called material, but you have to come little bit up spiritually. You have to promise to, you know, stand more or do more devotional service. So like that they can, you know, so boy has to come little down, girl has to come little up, then come on the same level and then progress together. If girl is high, boy is low, same thing. Girl has to tell, okay, I'll fulfill your material needs. You have to, you know, raise your bar, spiritual bar. And then again, come to a common level and again raise bar from there. So if we do that, then what happens is that a faithful wife and spiritually trained Brahmachari are a good combination for advancement of human mission. Then they together can advance in spiritual life. Otherwise what happens, that the material life itself, like, you know, in the first part of Prabhupada, Prabhupada is saying that, you know, if one is disturbed in his conditioned life, he becomes more and more entangled in material contamination. So, if person is disturbed in material life, you know, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 problems at home, generally, it's very difficult to practice spiritual life peacefully. Because the energy is going all sorting out my material things. And same thing, if material life is satisfied, and, you know, content, I can even focus on my spiritual life. There is only one one exception, or we can say downside is, if material life is too much comfortable, one may not take up to Krishna consciousness at all. That is the downside, right? Because I have everything I want, my senses are, my wife is not giving me trouble, or husband is not giving me trouble, and, you know, I am happy, so why I need God, right? So that is the downside, that if we are too comfortable in material existence, then we may not take to spiritual life. But in any way, what Kashyapa is saying is that, you know, the wife, the three perfection of liberation are religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. These, the wife, like a good wife, helps her husband to fulfill these, you know, dharma, artha, kama. So, religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. So, a good wife helps her husband in these three respects. So that, what happens is, he can think about liberation. You know? Because if somebody is not, as a conditioned soul, we have come from spiritual world to enjoy separately from Krishna. Right? And then, you know, whatever so-called small enjoyment is there in this material world, we try to get it. And if there is even problem there, then what happens? We become materially disturbed, and then, as Prabhupada is mentioning, is not able to focus on the fourth aspect about liberation, right? So, elsewhere in Bhagavatam also, Prabhupada mentions that wife is compared to a fort. Like she protects husband from going astray, basically, right? Because this, you know, jiva has this enjoying tendency, this ashram, this, you know, varnashram system is created so that they can try to enjoy or have some license of enjoyment, at the same time work toward perfection. See, the beauty of Vedic culture is that it had place for everyone. You know, nobody can say that, you know, I am left out, or there is no solution for me in Vedic system. If you are meat eater, you know, it is said, okay, you know, just do it once in a month on Amavasya day, in night, you have to cut, you know, a lower animal like a goat or a chicken, and then, you know, offer it to Kali, make it 5 parts, you know, give 4 in charity, just take 1, and then while killing, you have to yourself kill that animal. While killing, you have to say mamsaha, means, you know, in this life I am killing you, next life you kill me, and then you eat, you know. So after doing all that, what happens? Person thinks, hey, you know, it's better not to do it, right? So there is a provision, but at the same time there is, if one follows Vedic process, there is a elevation guaranteed, maybe slowly, in some cases fast, some cases slow, but the elevation is guaranteed. Same way somebody says, oh, you know, I cannot control my senses, you know, he said, okay, fine, still you get trained, you marry a, you know, a chaste wife, and then you have your family life, raise kids, and that way you become a responsible householder, you know. So the Vedic system, it has two things. Yes, you know, if you want to enjoy, first, regulate, and second, you know, take the responsibility. So anything, you know, if you see any activity, you know, the Vedas recommend, you know, you regulate it. Don't do unrestricted sense gratification. And the problem with regulation is that when we do regulated things, we lose the taste. Suppose we have a feast after this, you know, breakfast, and everybody has like, you know, say, gulab jamun or say, you know, whichever item you like the most. And you are told, okay, you will get it, but only one piece. One piece of gulab jamun, give you every day, no problem. But only one piece. Then what happens? Hey, you know, mind loses taste. No, I'm going to get anyway only one, you know. There's no fun. So, that is, first is regulation, and second thing is, take the responsibility. Like we had just example seen, right? Okay, you want to eat meat? Take the responsibility of getting cut in your next life. You know, take that, you know, responsibility of karma. If you want to get, you know, children, take the responsibility of kids. It's not that, you know, you just leave them there. So, that is the beauty of Vedic literature, Vedic system. Wherein it, though it gives the facility for engaging in sense gratification, it emphasizes on regulation. And then, here, you know, we see that Kashyapa, he started speaking in very, you know, very soft tone to Diti, you know. So, that also again kind of confirms that he was already kind of, you know, mentally had given up resisting her desires, you know, though he knew. So, therefore, when we get this proper understanding and when we are properly trained, then we are saved from much, much more troubles. So that's the, you know, another point Srila Prabhupada was, you know, mentioning that if the material life is, you know, problematic, yeah, we'll have a problem even in practicing spiritual life, but that need not be even true because, you know, when Srila Prabhupada came to West, you know, saw all the hippies, they had so many material problems, right? But the underlining, like the silver lining was, they took shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness, and that kind of became a boon instead of a bane. Their not comfortable material life kind of gave boost for practicing spiritual life more seriously. So that is, you know, that is the first part Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. Again, you know, he's mentioning about this. You know, faithful wife is supposed to cooperate with her husband in fulfilling all material desires so that he can then become comfortable and execute spiritual activities for perfection of life. Again, it's not like, you know, we cannot fulfill all our desires, material desires. Material desires, like, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, right? It is like fire. Lust is like fire which cannot be satiated. I cannot say that, oh, you know, I have a fire, I'll pour 10 gallon of gas, you know, or petrol on it and it will get extinguished. No. That is, you know, some, you know, other bogus philosophies, they say that. Rather, it will become more. But fulfill to the extent mind is not hankering for it. Like Diti was saying in few verses that, you know, I am like shaking like a banana tree being shaken by an elephant, right? And she's not able to think anything else. So what Veda says that, you know, you don't have to get disturbed that much. Because if you die at that moment, you may become, you know, banana tree or what, you know, don't know. But what you have to do is that, get into a particular setting, get into, you know, proper ashrama and fulfill that desire so that the mind becomes, what happens is that, you know, this, whenever mind desires something, see, mind's function is accepting and rejecting, right? You know, he's just, you know. So, when suppose we see iPhone 15 like or 14, whatever, billboard, what mind starts saying that, you know, I want iPhone. You know? So it's like oscillation. I want iPhone, I want iPhone, 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 iPhone. So that desire becomes so strong that I'm not able to think anything else. And then when somehow or other I get that iPhone, what happens? That oscillation of mind, it stops for some time. And we call that as actually peace. So that's not peace basically, that's the absence of that hankering. So same way, when somebody is so much, want sense gratification, the mind is not able to think anything. But when he has said that, okay, you get married, and then you can enjoy and have kids and take their responsibilities, what happens? That oscillation stops. And also, along with that comes the responsibility. Once one brahmachari was saying very nicely, he says that, grihasthashram is not that you get to enjoy. He said, for that you also have to work very hard. He said, if I want to eat, pakoda, or batata vada, something, very nice, samosa, you can say, whatever item. Then, first, I have to earn money, I have to go to shop, I have to purchase potatoes, flowers, then, help cutting the vegetables, then wife will make the potato, that samosa, then eat it, then after wash the vessels, and then pay the utility bills. So, when you really do it, the way Vedic system says, a person says, hell with the samosa, I don't want it, better I go in temple chant, after that I'll get anyway free, samosa also, right? So same way, the cost for sense gratification is huge, it's huge for just few moments of sense gratification. And the Veda says that, first, and that too is not unrestricted. Vedas again say, regulation is there. And there was one conversation with Prabhupada and, some disciples, right? So, I think it was morning walk. So, Prabhupada said, that disciple said, so, Swamiji, can we have sex in married life? Prabhupada said, yes, but only for procreation. And then that devotee said, oh, then there is no fun. He said, yes, there is no fun. Prabhupada says, something to that sort. Because afterward, what comes is all responsibility. And material world is not so hard, to earn your, daily bread. One has to, one has to really toil, So we see that then person, what happens? He gets purified and starts thinking about fourth aspect. Dharma, artha, kama. So by performing religiosity, he earns money. With the help of money, he enjoys sense gratification. And after trying to enjoy, he understands nothing is going to work. Then he starts to look something higher, towards liberation. And when somebody is sincerely doing it with this, spouse being loyal to each other, husband practicing chastity towards wife, and same way, the husband, we are saved with so much problem. Nowadays we are seeing there is case wherein a former president of the great United States of America, and there were accusations against him that he molested someone, right? You just see, for an act of a person, for a few moments, so much energy is wasted. So many, there is, judge, Supreme Court, this court, that jury, and jury letter here, what comes, when you get a letter, you have to drop your job and attend there, whatever days it is there, and all they give is your, petrol cost, gas cost, nothing else. So you just see, for a reckless behavior of one person, so much energy is wasted. And this is same coming true, what Kashyapa will say now, that for a reckless behavior of a Diti, earth had to go down, in the Rasatala, and Lord had to appear from pillar, and so many things had to be done. Why? One person's reckless desire and another person giving into it. So if of course, keeping the pastime part aside, If Kashyapa was strong enough to say no, at max Diti would have gone to the house of Daksha, stayed there for a few months, come back again peacefully. You know, nothing would have happened more than that. But because he gave in, we have so much trouble for whole universe, for that say. So to summarize, Prabhupada is mentioning two points. First, if there is problems in material life, one will not be able to focus on spiritual life properly. And if material life is comfortable, then he can also lead spiritual life comfortably. So that is the first point he is telling. And he is saying that the wife, the chaste wife, helps her husband in keeping the material life peaceful, so that he can focus on the spiritual life. And then the second point, and most important, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, is that for man, the training is brahmachari, and for woman, it's chastity. And when it is there, then both of them can advance and go back home, back to Godhead. So liberation is just one part of it. But more than that is getting out of this cycle of birth and death. And then that can happen very fast. And we have so many examples wherein the husband wife, they practice spiritual life so nicely, perfected, and went back to spiritual world. There is in Maharashtra, there is a saint, Tukaram Maharaj. So it is said that the Vaikuntha airplane, it came to take him. So that time he offers to his wife that, you help me in my grihastha ashram, so you also come. Of course, it's another story. Wife doesn't go at that time. But so the point is that, if the husband is, husband and wife, they are trained nicely, then both of them can practice spiritual life and go back to God in this very life. So we would like to stop. Any questions or comments? Okay, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Guru Premanande Hari Hari Bol.